You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's this list that's been put out. It's pretty funny. It's they're calling these retro activities. In other words, things that we used to do on a regular basis. And they were polling people, asking them, have you ever done this or tried this? Or what about this? What about this? And it ranges to the low that I see on here is the percentage of people who have never listened to music on a cassette tape.
Right.
Which is actually a lower number than I would have thought, because it's only 6%. That means 94% of people have heard something on a cassette, and that kind of surprises
me. It does surprise me. I have some cassettes at the house. I don't have a cassette player, and I'd like to listen to them. And I also have a fairly hearty stack of cassettes from like when my mom was growing up. And a little bit when I was growing up, like back in the day, there was no video cameras, you know. So like on Christmas Day or Christmas or on birthdays, they would set up like a boombox in the kitchen and hit play and record on the cassette tape and just record the audio of what was going on. And we're talking about stuff from like way back in the day, my mom's birthdays and stuff. And I'm trying to figure out how I can transfer some of this over to digital.
Well, I'll tell you how you can do that, because I found some old tapes of radio shows that I was on, and those were on cassette. And we have a cassette player in one of our production rooms at the radio station, and you can go in and transfer it off of cassette into a digital program and then store it that way.
We'll have to talk, because I've looked around here. I haven't. Maybe they got rid of it since you've left.
Ask the Mr. Steve Cassidy
guy. I'll go look in his studio.
Yeah,
they might have unplugged
with that in the past.
Okay, good to know. So. Good to know. Anyway, cassettes are on the list.
Moving on, there's a bunch of other things. But the one that jumped out we were talking about was newspapers. And the number of people who have never read or bought, let's put it that way, a newspaper. And that number is 11%.
Again, I still feel like that percent is fairly low at this point. Like, purchased a newspaper? I can't even. I guess I have. I don't know. Maybe that number's right. But it's funny. Newspapers came up the other day at my house because Nicole's sister lives in Durango, and her son's this Mac Daddy football player, and he was appearing in the Denver Post or whatever. And she texted Nicole and said, hey, can you grab the paper for me up there in Denver and mail me the section where our kid is in the paper? And Nicole's like, where the hell do I get a newspaper ad?
Do they still have them in convenience stores? I haven't noticed.
I don't know. I haven't noticed either.
Isn't it just online anyway? I mean, isn't the Denver Post has got
I think you've got to subscribe now online to get everything online for the Post. But yeah, and then she's like, no, I have to actually go and mail something as well? What?
Trying to remember who I was talking to. It was about a year ago, and they said, yeah, don't laugh at me, but I still get the Sunday paper. And I said, really? And they said, yeah. And they go, I enjoy, for whatever reason, still on Sunday mornings, I like the old-timey, I think that's the phrase they use, the old-timey newspaper on a Sunday morning.
I always loved the Sunday paper. Didn't you?
Well, it was big.
It had all the ads in it for the week. You could go through and look at the Best Buy ad.
Well, hey, dude, it had the color...
the color comics.
Comics. And they were longer comics, right? Like extended versions of comics and everything. But yeah, you know, the sports section was much thicker on Sundays. It had all the good stuff in it, all the stats, all the things that
all
you can
stats.
Find on your phone in like 8 seconds now.
Yeah.
But it had everything, the box scores and all of that.
And they had that parade. Remember the parade supplement that was in there? It was called Parade, I believe. And it was always super exciting when I think once a month they put out the issue of what people make. And the whole cover was just pictures of people's faces and what they do for a living and then how much money they make. And I always thought that was the most fascinating piece of the newspaper. I loved that. Yeah.
It's so interesting the number of people in the 80s, but then even in the 90s who went, you know, into quote journalism so they could work for a paper. And practically overnight, that industry shrank So that, I mean, what percentage of people that worked in the newspaper industry still are working in that industry today?
It's gotta be tiny, a tiny amount.
Because there is an online version and there is a print version, but it's, I would be curious what percentage of people lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought about the people who even in like 95 are like, yeah, I'm going to college, I'm going to be a journalist, I'm going to work for the paper. And I'm like... Now, today, like, dang. Although, you know, you talk about enjoying the Sunday paper. We have, I live in a small town, and they have the Herald, the local paper, that they just throw into your driveway for free. It comes out once a week, and they will just drive around in a car and throw it out the window into your driveway. 8 times out of 10, I don't even open it. It just goes into recycle. But for whatever reason, those 2 out of 10 times... it's entertaining because it's small town stuff, and especially the police beat.
The police stuff, yes.
With what is going on and who they've had to detain for the most ridiculous things. It's written well.
Uh-huh.
Gretchen the other day said, you know, you should do a column for the local paper. And I'm like, that would be hilarious. And maybe I should. They might be desperate for anyone to volunteer to provide content.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of funny. I will still read my little local paper, once every 2 months or so.
Yeah. That's
I'll look at
cute.
It.
That's cute. Like
it's
that small
cute.
Town
it's
stuff.
The, yeah. And, you know, and do we want that to go away completely?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not the small town stuff.
I don't know.
The last one that caught my eye on here too, because I was just reading a story about this. It says 16% haven't used a floppy disk on a computer, like a big floppy disk, or the 3.5 one that was a little hard. And I was just reading a story about this because teachers that are teaching, whatever the age group is now, I don't know, is Gen Zers in college? I don't know, but current like college kids coming up into IT or any sort of computer software, the teachers are actually having to explain what floppy disks are because they're in these programs where you go up to save, and what's the little save icon? It's the floppy disk, which nobody uses anymore. So this one teacher was like, I was telling my students, to save, you just go up to the floppy disk and hit save. And they were all like looking at each other and they're like, what the hell's a floppy disk? So it might be time for Microsoft to update that icon, I think.
Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. So it's a long list.
78% have never sent or received a telegram.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Now, I can say I've never sent a telegram. But I do have one that was sent to me that I have saved all these years, and it's almost rather embarrassing. It was a telegram. Do you remember there was a band called Starship? But their big hit was, we built this city.
Oh, yeah, no. Can roll. Yeah.
Horrible song, right? It was a bad song. We have people listening right now. They're like, I like that song.
That's one of my favorites.
Starship sent me a telegram for being one of the program directors in the country that played that song.
Oh, my God.
And played the hell out of it. And somewhere in a scrapbook somewhere, there's a telegram from Starship.
My God, man.
We built this city.